Some ghost stories are about more than just ghosts.
Our tool company founder had a bizarre encounter involving this house.
Savannah, Georgia has a reputation as the most haunted city in America. And the most haunted house there is one of the city's great historic homes, the Sorrell Weed House. It's a big stop on local ghost tours, but when historian Taya Miles went to visit, she realized that there's another story buried in this history, a story of racial stereotypes and the unacknowledged history of slavery.
The Sorrell Weed House is a home in the historic Landmark District of Savannah. It's a beautiful 19th century home built in 1838-40, and it's famous in Savannah for being haunted. The story is quite a complicated one and quite a disturbing one. It has to do with the home builder, the homeowner, Francis Sorrell, and his supposed relationship with an enslaved woman on his property. Francis Sorrell was a merchant, and he did build his wealth on business, but he still kept a number of slaves on the Sorrell property, and they lived in the carriage house. So this is a picture of slavery that's not the rural vision that we tend to think of. It's not a large plantation with tens to 100 or more African Americans working along rows. Instead, it is an urban slavery situation in which Francis Sorrell has this beautiful Greek Revival stucco manor house, and he has a courtyard separating the house and his carriage house, and he has enslaved blacks living in that carriage house. So the way the story goes, Francis Sorrell supposedly was having an intimate relationship with an enslaved woman in his household. And his wife, Matilda Sorrell, supposedly found out about what is termed as an affair by the tour guides at the home. And she was so distraught at Francis's betrayal that she jumped off of the balcony of this home and landed on the courtyard below and died. So Matilda is said to haunt this house. About a week later, according to the story, the enslaved woman, whose name is Molly, is said to have been found hanging from the rope in the center of the ceiling of the room where she and Francis Sorrell supposedly carried out this relationship. And the story goes that it's not clear who may have murdered Molly. It could have been Francis Sorrell himself trying to hide his misdeeds, that it could have been someone else in the household, perhaps a slave, perhaps one of Francis's own children, who was trying to get revenge for the death of Matilda. So Molly is also said to be haunting that house. The whole story about Molly and Francis being involved with one another cannot be verified. Matilda Sorrell did commit suicide. However, the question of motivations and secret relationships cannot be verified by any of the evidence. So this story seems to be, in large part, myth. On the day that I visited the Sorrell Weed House, people can actually go into the slave quarters of the home. So the evening tour starts in the slave quarters, and a video is played of the Sci-Fi Channel's visit, and you get to see their ghost investigators encountering different kinds of experiences there, and you get to hear that the Sci-Fi Channel thinks that this house really is haunted. And they play, as a part of that video, the sounds of the enslaved woman, Molly, screaming and begging for her life as she is being murdered, according to the story. There could be many options we could imagine for thinking of a story that has to do with ghosts and for attaching a sense of haunting to a house. And yet the choice here was to talk about an enslaved black girl or woman who is in a situation of sexual exploitation, who is then violently murdered. And also a white woman who's in a position of privilege in the household, and yet is still subject to her husband's power and a patriarchal situation and chooses to end her own life because she feels betrayed by her husband's actions. To me, this story is all about violence against women and suffering of women. And it concerns me deeply that this is a story that was created to boost visits to a historic home. The tour guides that I had were white men. The owners of the home are white men. A lot of this tourist industry is really being run and controlled by white men. The same category of people who would have controlled that city in the 19th century. And I have to say, these kinds of stories and these kinds of experiences do two things at once. They submerge the actual violence of the period of slavery at the same time that they actually make a profit off of stories of people who suffered through slavery. And I think it's an amazing trick to be able to pull off both those things at the same time, but it is happening at a site like this and at other sites. Even though every region of this country has its histories of trauma, for me, the South stands out because it has so many layers and such old layers of violence and land theft targeted toward specific groups of people. So Native American slavery in the South, the seizure of Native American lands in the South, African American chattel bondage in the South on a large scale. To me, this makes the South the kind of place that is always going to be haunted.
That's Taya Miles. She's a historian at the University of Michigan and the author of Tales from the Haunted South and The Dawn of Detroit.